Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, we do have a Jersey story, bank shot into Philadelphia, though. Something that is bubbling up that has big-time repercussion, I think. And we have the guy, I saw him on Action News again last night, friend and legal guy and great blogger, George Perry, that we bring on. You know, you start to hear him with Cosby and other stories over the years. He was on Action News last night talking about this plea, this deal with a big electrical contractor group in Jersey who pleaded guilty to any number of things. But the main one that the feds have is naming Official One. No, it's not Mueller. It's not Official One, Official Two, or anything. Official One is, according to the news account, somebody in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers 98 here in Philadelphia. And the allegations, the stuff that's swirling is, this guy's pleaded to giving them all kinds of gifts and favors, substantial amount of money. Boyd's, as soon as I hear Boyd's, it gets my attention. I had one jacket from Boyd's once. I love it. But we're talking like $5,000 gift cards to Boyd's. Gee. And this allegation then bank shots all the way, according to news reports, potentially to Mayor Kenney's office. They don't say the mayor, but they say Mayor Kenney's office. So we're dealing with stuff here with the unions in Philadelphia that is multi-pronged, and this has gone on for at least 2 or 3 years. Remember when the feds raided the offices of Bobby Heenan, Bobby the Brain? He's a councilman in Philadelphia and a union official. Johnny Dock's offices and house. And this guy in Jersey, who yesterday finally pleaded guilty to some of these things. All right, George Perry breaks this down and tells us the significance of it. Hey, George, welcome in. Great piece you had on Sunday in the Inquirer about the Covington kids.
Oh, well, thank you, Dom.
So, George, first of all, tell people where they can find your work, your blog now.
Oh, well, I blog at knowledgeisgood.net. That's knowledgeisgood, all one word, .net. I lifted the name from Animal House.
I know.
If you remember the inscription underneath Emil Faber's statue, knowledge is good. So knowledgeisgood.net, that's where I
exactly
blog.
Well, George, untangling this, I gave my attempt at it with all the alleged leads and news reports and all that. I saw you on Inside Story on Channel 6, and you were making mention of the fact that the document was sealed and why that's significant. So am I right that you have this contractor? There are all kinds of allegations of things. This sounds like the Mueller thing. He did all other kinds of things to his employees and all that he pleaded guilty to in taxes. Mm-hmm. But the public one that's most important is the connection to the Electrical Workers Union.
Yeah, the last count of the information to which he's pled guilty says that, in effect, he provided approximately $57,000 in home and office improvements either to a business partially owned by this unidentified local 98 official, that he provided maintenance work of approximately $3,000 to the home of a relative of that same official. He provided $4,200 in a large screen television with a retail value of $4,200 in the home of this official, mm-hmm. and so forth and so on.
Well, wait a minute. You buried the lead there. How about Boyd's? That's the one we want to hear.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. $5,500 gift certificates, in gift certificates to Boyd's, a clothing, as it says here in the information, a clothing store in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, I love their stuff. I don't know if you're getting more than two suits there. Probably two, maybe.
I've never been able to afford it.
Well, then we ought to be able to go and pinch the guy, George, over there that's wearing the $2,000 suits, right?
Yeah, right, right. But anyhow, that's the most interesting of the charges. The rest of them have to do with fiddling with taxes and so forth and so on.
Right.
But this one count, it really all centers around whoever this unidentified local 98 official number one is. I mean, we can all guess, we can speculate, but he's not been identified. Now, the lawyer for the defendant in this case has already gone on the record saying that this is a non-cooperation agreement that the defendant has entered into, meaning he's not cooperating with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That, while that may be, the fact of the matter is, once he has, now that he has pled guilty to these charges, he can be compelled to testify to the fact that he provided these benefits to the friends, family, businesses, whatever associated with this local official, this local 98 official. So even though he's got a non-cooperation agreement, when push comes to shove, he's going to be a witness for the government.
And George, the telling fact here to me, now these are news accounts, Philly.com and others, I think it was something like $1.3 million, it was in that neighborhood, was provided to this guy that the unions apparently have funds. Some of them do, I'll say it that way.
Yeah.
Where if you go union, they will then try to compensate you versus outfits that are non-union. And
right.
That's legal as far as I understand it. But you
yeah.
start to get into all of this stuff here that is part of this criminal and the broader probing for some reason of the electrical workers with the feds, with all, you know, when you come and seize that number of offices and the stuff that they did, there's a big overarching thing they're looking at here.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking about what they call market recovery funds.
Right.
That is payments made by the union to contractors to encourage them to use union labor.
Right.
And that's to help offset the added expense of hiring union folks, so that these contractors can compete with the non-union contractors. And it's a bit of a circular deal, though. The market recovery funds are taken out of the paychecks of the members of the union. And I think in Local 98, I may have this wrong, but I think it's about 3.25% is taken out of the paychecks of the union guys. So that goes into a fund, and then the union parcels out this money
mm-hmm.
to contractors to encourage them to hire union guys. And it may work. It may work. But we do know that in at least one situation, and this goes back, I think, to 2016, there was a contractor who basically embezzled $600,000 in these market recovery funds from Local 98. And the question becomes, well, okay, is there anything else involved here in the disposition of these funds? And according to what we're hearing, that is one of the areas that was being investigated, has been investigated by the FBI when they launched this investigation.
All right, so we're in a mode right now where there's a lot of rumors swirling, to be fair, but there is an official number one named. It sounds like the national story, you know, with all this official number one.
Yeah.
In a legitimate plea bargain or plea that was made by this guy. So that's not rumor. We know that.
Right.
And then we have to see, well, what does the FBI do? A question I would ask you, too, that I often ask, and you may be joined at the hip with me. It's very telling to me that the feds are the ones that come down on this type of stuff in Philadelphia. It never seems like the DAs are curious about any of this stuff.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is the unions, Philadelphia's always been a tough union town, and the unions have a great deal of influence and power within local government. And that's just the way it has always been. and I think always will be. So, yeah, you have to look to the feds to look into this stuff. I mean, for example, there has just been a filing by Local 98 with the Labor Department where they were, in effect, acknowledging certain bookkeeping errors and how they have gone about trying to make amends for these bookkeeping errors. And one of the biggest bookkeeping errors that came out in this filing was that $248,000 in union funds were used to pay the legal expenses of the business manager for Local 98. And that business manager is John Dougherty. And that it was written up as, oh, this was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've corrected that, and those funds have now been repaid. Okay. But the fact of the matter is it happened. It shouldn't have happened. And in regard to your point about, well, where have the locals been, I think everybody would concede that John Dougherty is a very, very powerful figure politically in Philadelphia. So don't expect local government to take on someone like that. You have to look to the feds when you're dealing with someone with that much political influence at the local level.
I would agree. George Perry with us here. And why I have you here, George, almost universally with callers, we have this split when we see the raid on Stone, Roger Stone's house, that this was excessive. Yet you have people in the national media. I've thought I might be writing about it at some point here. They just see this as normal law enforcement of a guy who's not violent. There's no history of that. He's not going to be able to flee. He's standing there in his bedroom slippers or bare feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the SWAT team and the overkill of doing this. And yet a large segment of the public seems to be okay with this as normal.
Well, all I can tell you, Dom, is going back into the mists of time when I did that kind of work for a living, we didn't send out SWAT teams to arrest nonviolent offenders.
Mm-hmm.
We usually called their lawyers and said, bring them down to the courthouse and we'll process them.
Right.
And the raid on Roger Stone, just like the raid on Paul Manafort's place, where they go in with guns drawn, I think it was 29 FBI agents, two armored vehicles, 17 cars, and a helicopter, to arrest a guy who's been charged with making false declarations. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I do have a piece up on the American Spectator website and on my blog, if anybody wants to read it, where I'm basically making fun of the FBI for this overkill. I mean, look, one of the cases I cite in this article is an arrest that I was involved in of a mobster. He was a violent mobster. We sent two agents out to arrest the guy. We knocked on his door. He stepped out the front door, put him in the car. We put him in the car, and the lead agent said, Vinny, if you behave yourself, I won't put you in cuffs. And the guy said, okay, that's a deal. And we take him down to the courthouse. He thanks everybody for treating him like a gentleman. He was processed, and that was it. Now, if you can do that with a violent mobster, it seems to me it is absolutely absurd to go in with guns drawn, helicopters, armored cars, and all the rest of that paraphernalia to take out a 66-year-old political prankster who's been charged with a nonviolent crime.
Yeah, that's well put. And, George, you know what, too? I'm sure thinking people worry about, when you put helicopters up there and armored vehicles, you're ratcheting up. You're almost on a hair trigger. And anybody or anything that happens, God knows, you could get some people shot there simply because of all the noise and confusion versus a simple deal. Stone's a guy who's been through this before. He'll show up, and you sit down, and you tell him what the charges are.
Yeah, listen, you make an excellent point, Dom. As a matter of fact, that's one of the points I make in my article. One of the concerns I always had when we were planning arrest was the possibility of fratricide, where the guys who go out on these raids, they're amped up, they're armed. Mistakes can be made. There can be confusion, especially in an early dawn raid. And so I always opted for having defendants surrender in broad daylight with their lawyers because that eliminated the risk of that kind of of possible screw-up and possible tragic result.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's for the benefit of the agents, it's for the benefit of everybody, if you can avoid that. But even in the old days, Dom, when we went out to arrest really dangerous guys, we didn't send 29 agents out with helicopters and armored vehicles. It was usually about two guys, maybe max four guys, if we thought there was going to be trouble. And it worked like a charm. And a lot of people think that the reason that Mueller and the FBI did that to Roger Stone and did it to Paul Manafort is because they want to scare potential witnesses to get into line to testify against the president. I think there may be something else going on here, too, which is, so far, Mueller has come up with absolutely nothing in regard to Trump-Russia collusion. And this show of force with Stone and Manafort is just designed to divert everybody's attention from that fact, that they've once again come up with a dry well on the Trump-Russia collusion front, but they want to show the world that, hey, look at what we're doing. We're really tough guys. We're really coming down hard. I think it's a disgrace what they did.
I think it's
dangerous, and I think they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well put, George. Thank you. Thanks, as always, for joining us, and continued success with the block.
Okay, thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.